This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Turkey's parliament is set to vote Thursday on Finland's bid to join NATO. Finland and neighboring Sweden each broke with decades of non-alignment with their applications to join the military alliance after Russia invaded Ukraine last year. Since their accession bids were ratified at a NATO summit in July, NATO member states have gone through their own processes of giving final approval for Finland and Sweden. Hungary gave its approval to Finland on Monday, leaving only Turkey remaining in a process that must be unanimous among current NATO members. Experts on nuclear security policy and weapons proliferation were contacted by suspected North Korean hackers posing as journalists from Voice of America. A report issued by a U.S.-based cybersecurity firm says the online spies were attempting to gather intelligence about the attitude of international officials toward the government of Kim Jong-un. It is the latest known attempt in recent months by the cyber espionage group known as APT-43. Russia's top security agency says a reporter from the Wall Street Journal has been arrested on spying charges. AP correspondent Karen Chamis has more.
Russia's Federal Security Service has said that Evan Gerskovich has been detained in a city in the Ural Mountains while allegedly trying to obtain classified information. Gerskovich is the first reporter for an American news outlet to be arrested on espionage charges in Russia since the Cold War. Gerskovich covers Russia and Ukraine as a correspondent in the Wall Street Journal's Moscow Bureau. If convicted, he could face up to 20 years in prison. I'm Karen Chamis.
And one other news note in the Ukraine war. Thursday, Spain says it will send 6 Leopard tanks to Ukraine in April. This is VOA News. Sporadic violence broke out in Kenya Thursday, the third day of opposition demonstrations to protest the government and the high cost of living. Security was tight with police and riot gear patrolling the capital, Nairobi, after fierce clashes erupted during similar protests on Monday. On Thursday, dozens of people in the congested Nairobi neighborhoods of Mathare and Kibera engaged police in running battles, throwing rocks and burning tires, while officers responded with tear gas. Deaths are feared after two military helicopters crashed in the southern U.S. state of Kentucky. AP correspondent Jennifer King.
Two U.S. Army HH-60 Black Hawk helicopters with the 101st Airborne Division crashed in southwestern Kentucky Wednesday night during a routine training mission, according to Fort Campbell. In a Facebook post, the fort says the command is currently focused on caring for the service members and their families. Kentucky State Troopers guarded closed roads outside the scene, and Trigg County rescue vehicles could be seen rolling in. The crash is under investigation. Fort Campbell posted that the status of the crew members was unknown, but Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says fatalities are expected. I'm Jennifer King.
Top U.S. military officer says Pentagon has a long way to go to beef up its munitions stockpiles and ensure the country is ready for any large-scale war. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley tells Congress the war in Ukraine has underscored the heavy use of munitions that's required during any major conflict. At a hearing of the House Armed Services Committee, Milley and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin faced repeated questions about the impact the war is having on the Pentagon as it supplies Ukraine with much of the ammunition it needs to fend off Russian forces. They say the conflict has pushed the U.S. to increase production rates and reevaluate how much of a stockpile is really needed. The Pentagon is requesting $30 million in the 2024 fiscal year budget and to buy the maximum number of munitions that American industry can produce. Ben Thomas, Washington.
An Italian news agency is reporting Pope Francis spent a peaceful night in the hospital where he's being treated for a respiratory infection. AP correspondent Nicole Winfield reports Pope Francis is more vulnerable than most because of his age and past medical history.
Well, he's an 86-year-old man. This is the second time that he has been hospitalized in the past 2 years. In 2021, he had 33 centimeters of his large intestine removed. So a lung infection is not something that can be ignored, and that's why I think the Vatican is taking it seriously and had him admitted for treatment.
For more on these or any of the stories we're covering, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.